Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting from Cincinnati,
you're listening to the Ringside Reporter Podcast. All the news from the world of boxing right here.
Well, I'm talking to you the way I want to talk to you.
Now, here's your host, Eric Lorda.
Welcome to a special Thursday edition of Ringside Reporter Podcast. A lot of news this week, Beeb. A lot of news going on. Beeb, how are you feeling today?
I feel great, man. I feel like
you look good. I like the shades.
Thank you, man. I feel like $1 million right now, man. I'm flying high.
It must be sunny in Boston today.
It is, but, you know, this weather's driving me nuts. I woke up this morning, it's like 65. So I said, wow, it's nice and bright and sunny out. I'm going to go for a walk after work. So I start going for a walk, and then it goes down to like 50, and it's windy out. And I'm sitting there saying to myself, what's going on here? Why couldn't it just stay 60? Like, we have no spring anymore in New England. You guys have the spring over there right now? With the temperature over there?
It's like 80. Today. It was like 80 today. It was very nice out today.
Are you fucking kidding me?
It was raining at certain points. We actually had a cancel practice today, too, so it was like, oh, man. But it has been it has rained for the past 3 or 4 Thursdays in a row. I mean, it's insane.
So what's the average temperature been like over in Ohio right now?
Overall, I mean, it's been in the 70s. It's been about the 70s, I think.
And then we're still getting 50-degree temperature over here. And it's May. Cut the crap.
Yeah, we get that from time to time, but not like it's kind of where you were in shorts one day and then you're wearing a jacket the next. You know, we've had those, you know, that type the past few weeks, a couple of weeks ago, you know. But overall, it's been pretty consistent lately. It's been like in the 70s and stuff. So I think like the winter is finally like out,
wow.
You know, and then we're going to get some consistent temperatures. But the worst part is like this time of year, just the rain, man, just the rain coming.
Yeah, we had a lot of rain too this year. It's horrible.
Yeah. Yeah, all this time, spring, all the time in the spring this happens.
It rained yesterday too.
Yeah. All right, let's get to it here. You know, the big news, by the way, we are taking phone calls today. No Skype, but phone calls. So if you want to call in, 323-870-3857. The big news. Sean Porter versus Errol Spence is apparently, like, uber close to happening. I mean, it's very close to happening. They're saying August 3rd is possibly August 3rd or September 1st. They're not sure which one yet. I think they're still working on it. The number I keep hearing is August 3rd. The fight will take place in Brooklyn, from what everybody's saying. And the big news, I think this is the biggest news of everything. It's going to take place on Fox, free TV. That is a unification fight on free TV. And I'm not talking free like Showtime free, where you still got to buy cable and buy subscriptions, or ESPN, you know, free, where you got to buy the, you know, cable to have it, you know, because you can't just buy a TV. Fox. Babe, how great is this?
All the people complaining about the Spence Mikey Garcia pay-per-view. Well, this fight right here is payback for that then, huh?
Yeah.
It's an even trade-off because, in my opinion, and I think you may agree with me, I don't want to put words in your mouth, this is a better fight. It's a much better fight.
I think it's a better fight. I do think it's a better fight. But the other thing is, too, listen, man, hindsight's always 20/20.
Of course it is.
All right. Hindsight's always 20/20. So when we saw the Garcia-Spence fight, everybody was like, well, how could you pay so much for that, X amount of dollars for that, or $80 for that? That was a terrible fight. Why would you even put that on pay-per-view? There were so many Monday morning quarterbacks there. It's just like, dude, everybody was willing to pay for that fight until after you see the fight. You know, and then all of a sudden it's a mismatch. It was what we thought it would be and this and that. You know, look, I mean, you can't go wrong with this. This has got to be the biggest fight, not even of this year. This has got to be the biggest fight in quite some time. Free TV.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, man, it's that's That's pretty crazy. And I love the fight. I love the matchup. I think that, I mean, I think Spence wins. I think Spence wins pretty handily. And I think we're going to be surprised about how he handles Sean Porter. Sean Porter didn't look that great in his last fight against Ugas. A lot of people thought he lost the fight.
I did. I thought he lost it.
I thought he lost it clear too.
It was a competitive fight, but I thought it was a clear loss.
Yeah. I mean, I did too. It was definitely a clear loss.
No disrespect to him. I just thought it lost.
I thought it was a clear loss. Some people differ, but listen, the bottom line is he won the fight, so he'll be fighting Spence. How is he going to fight Spence? I mean, let's face it. How's he going to fight him? If he comes in, he's going to get demolished. If he fights his normal linebacker style and tries to come in and bombard him with punches and everything, he's going to get demolished. He's not going to outbox Spence. That's why I think we're going to be surprised to see how easily Spence handles this fight. Not that it's not a good fight. Not that it's not a fight I don't want to see. It's just my prediction. You know, it's just my prediction. I mean, and B, I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty good at predictions, right? I mean, I am still the champ, yeah?
Yeah, you're the champ. I mean.
Go ahead and say it.
But no, you're the champ.
That's it. That stung.
You're the champ for now.
But yeah, man, I think that's a great fight. I can't believe it's on Fox. That's my favorite part about the whole thing, this is legit free TV. All right, I can just go to Best Buy, pick up a TV, bring it home, and watch it that night. I don't have to have cable hooked up. I don't have to have anything hooked up. This is as free as you're going to get. All right, so that's what I love about it. Notorious VC just said hashtag iGate, referring to Beeb's sunglasses.
Put it back on me. They think I got a black eye. I want to show them I don't have a black eye. I'm undefeated right now. I haven't taken an L since the doctor slapped me in the ass when I was born.
Boy, I tell you what, everybody took an L that day, didn't they?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the big news, man. Fight taking place in Brooklyn. I would like to see the fight take place somewhere else, to be honest with you. Neither guy is from Brooklyn, but I guess what they're trying to do is make Brooklyn kind of like the new Vegas. Beeb, am I on the right track there?
Yeah, I mean, Brooklyn seems to be, they must be putting up a lot of money to get these fights. They must be doing something right because they're getting all the fights now, so.
Yeah, well, doesn't the PBC have like a contract with them or something like that where the fights take place in the Barclays, I think with Brooklyn Boxing or something? I mean,
I think they have some type of deal going on with them right now.
Yeah, I thought it was some type of agreement like that. So, yeah, man, I think that's pretty good. Let's move on to another topic here, man. Vasyl Lomachenko and Luke Campbell are set for the WBC title. All right? This is odd. This is a very odd thing to me anyway, because typically you don't see this. And I'll explain it because when you're a champion, say, of the WBA, you're not ranked in any other organization. All right? You're not ranked anywhere in any other organization. All right? So it was supposed to be Devin Haney. Devin Haney was it Devin Haney that was making a strong push?
It was a couple people they were talking about.
Yeah.
Teofimo Lopez wanted to fight, too.
Yeah, that's right. He sure did.
He was in the loop, too. There was a couple. There's someone else, too.
Yeah. And some really good, I mean, that would have been some really good matchups there. But, you know, here they give it to Vasyl Lomachenko, who's already a champion.
Yeah.
And they want to unify the belt. I get it. And do I have a big problem with it? Not really. But, you know, that's not the way it's supposed to go down. You're supposed to have two contenders fight. Suleiman, yes, we are taking calls. You're supposed to have two contenders fight. And, I don't understand the logic here. You know, I mean, again, I get what you're doing. I understand what you're doing. I understand that you want to unify it. But typically, two contenders fight for that belt, especially since Lomachenko's not ranked in any of the sanctioning bodies because he's the champion. You don't see this. How can he just jump over everybody and become the, you know, not the mandatory, but he's fighting for a belt. And I was talking to Beeb about this, and he brought up the Vladimir Klitschko thing with the WBA. And I believe like that was like his organization, much like Floyd's was the WBC. He was really, you know, he liked that organization or whatever, and I think they really supported him and that kind of thing. But, you know, I mean, that's a big name guy with a big name fight.
I got another example for you too. I don't know if you remember this. When Adonis Stevenson was WBC champion and Sergey Kovalev was WBO champion, Mauricio Suleiman mandated him to fight Kovalev, Adonis Stevenson, but then Kovalev ended up fighting, I believe, Bernard Hopkins instead. So he passed on it because he didn't like the money. So back in the day, if you were a champion, you couldn't be ranked in another organization. But Mauricio Suleiman was being interviewed this week by Boxing Social. I guess he called him up, and he was interviewing him. And he said, well, technically, when we have our ratings, we have the other champions listed on our rankings. So we can mandate, our champions. We could order mandatories for our fighters with the other champions if we choose to, because we have them listed as champions in our rankings. But back in the day, when it was Jose Suleiman and all the other sanctioning bodies, if you had a belt in another organization, you couldn't be mandated to fight another champion. Mm-hmm. So I think the WBC changed that rule a couple of years ago.
Yeah, it's just it was weird to me. It struck me, you know, like I said, I mean, I don't mind the fight. I think Lomachenko beats Luke Campbell. I mean, I like Luke Campbell a lot, but I think Lomachenko just walks completely over him.
Yeah.
So where does he go then? I mean, I thought the best move for Top Rank would have been Teofimo Lopez fighting Campbell. Then, of course, Lopez, you know, would be slated to beat him, you would think, and then him fighting Lomachenko if that's the move he wanted to make. So I was actually really surprised at this move from a Top Rank point of view. You know, they have Lopez and they also have Lomachenko. So I was really surprised that was, you know, that happened. And they had, you know, set up that fight versus the Teofimo fight. But who knows, maybe they tried to do the Teofimo fight. Maybe he wanted a little bit more money. Maybe he wanted a little bit more of this or a little of that. Who was it? It was either him or Devin Haney said there was no way they were going to go to England to fight Luke Campbell. It was one of those guys.
I can't remember who it was.
Yeah, I can't remember either, but that was the big deal. They didn't want to go to the UK to fight him. Lomachenko said, hey, I got no problem. I'll go right over there now. And I think that may have been the reason he got the fight, because that fight will be big in the UK. They love Luke Campbell and they love their fighters.
Yeah.
That fight will be big in the UK.
Yeah.
It won't be big here, you know. Wouldn't be, they couldn't just go to Staples Center and sell this thing out, you know? But it'll definitely be big in the UK. So, okay. What are your thoughts on this fight? I mean, is this a? I'm not trying to be mean here, but I like Luke Campbell, and I know you like him as well. Does he really stand a shot here with Lomachenko?
He's got a style that can make it interesting.
Okay.
Because he's a real good boxer, and he's pretty quick, and he's athletic too. And he can counterpunch a bit, but obviously you'd have to favor Lomachenko heavy in the fight. But Luke Campbell may stick around for some rounds. I mean, he's not going to get blown out of there like in five or six rounds. He could go the distance, you know. He could make it interesting. He could win a couple of rounds here and there. But he's a tall guy too. I thought he had a great fight against Linares. That was a very close fight too. That could have gone either way.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Linares, by the time Lomachenko got to him, maybe faded even more so than that Linares that fought Campbell. And Campbell's still kind of young in his prime, so it should be interesting. It should be interesting. I don't think it's a horrible fight. Would I have liked to see Teofimo in there instead? Absolutely. Would I have liked to see Richard Comey in there with him? Yeah, absolutely. But maybe we're going to end up seeing Richard Comey and Teofimo fight. For the vacant IBF title.
That's what Centurion Sun in the chat said. That's a very interesting fight, Teofimo versus Richard Comey.
That's a great fight.
That's an interesting one, right?
It's a really fun fight.
Wow, yeah, that's a good fight, man.
I don't hate that at all.
Solid fighter, yeah. Comey's a very solid fighter. So, yeah. Notorious BC said Loma sold 10,000 tickets with Crawler. Think he could do a similar number with Camel. Loma's marketed. Maybe. You know, but this fight is going to be huge in England, so it doesn't really matter. I mean, they'll sell it. They're going to sell a lot of tickets for this in England.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know where it's going to take place. I don't know if a venue's been set. I just don't know. But yeah, wherever it's going to set place in England, it's going to sell out for sure. That's a big, big fight. So this is an interesting one. This is an interesting one. Oscar De La Hoya said that he would love Canelo and Spence. Because
wow.
Spence had said something about, you know, he wanted to fight Canelo or he could possibly move up. Oscar said, I'm letting you know that we love the fight as well. And I've always said that Errol Spence is one of the most talented fighters out there. There's no reason why Spence can't move up to middleweight if Mikey Garcia can go up from lightweight to welterweight to fight Spence. And if Spence fights Canelo, it will be the most money Errol Spence will ever make. I would love to start the ball rolling. Let's do it. We just want to get Canelo the best fights and the toughest challenges out there. That's a direct quote from Oscar De La Hoya. Interesting. It's interesting. It's an interesting fight. I don't think as crazy as it sounds, I think the fight could happen. I don't know that it will happen, though. I think Spence has got definitely business, you know, business to attend to now. But so does Canelo. You know, he's got stuff too. But that's a big, I mean, that's a money fight. That's a big money fight, no, Beeb?
Yeah, that's a very good fight. It is a big money fight too. The rumor is they were supposedly offering him $20 million, and then he was asked about it. And he said, "Well, never take the first offer."
Yeah.
So I don't know. $20 million is a lot of money, but again, you know, we'll see what happens.
$20 million. It's a ton of money.
Imagine that.
I can't. Yeah, $20 million to go in there and fight him. And, you know, look, man, I mean, that's not a walkover fight for either guy.
No.
I mean, that's a really good fight.
No. I think Spence would give him a run for his money.
I think so, too. I think that you'd have to favor Canelo in that because of the weight difference. But Spence, you know, he spars with middleweights. You know? I mean,
yeah.
He spars with the Charlos or whatever. I mean, so, yeah. That's a good fight, but do you think it happens anytime soon, or do you think it's just, you know, hype?
I don't think it happens this year. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility next year once, because if Spence beats Porter, and then what's left? The WBC belt. He'll have the WBC belt, and who's the WBO champion right now? Crawford, so he's going to have a hard time getting Crawford. He's going to have a hard time getting Keith Thurman. So if he can't get the Thurman or Crawford fight, then maybe he would go up and fight Canelo for $20 million. Who knows? That's the thing. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money.
Rafael Dawkins just said he thinks it happens before the Crawford fight.
It could very well. That's what I'm saying. Because he's not gonna get Crawford, and he's not gonna get Thurman. Thurman's never gonna fight him.
And he said shrink Canelo down. Yeah, Canelo ain't coming down, son.
No, it's gonna be at
that fight will be at Canelo weight, whatever weight Canelo deems appropriate. That's what the weight's gonna happen.
It'll be at middleweight.
Funny man, it is what it is. You know.
It'll be at middleweight.
Yeah. I think that, you know, I mean, like I said, man, Spence has got a middleweight frame, and I don't know that he would be that much smaller than Canelo.
No.
But I don't know. Rafael Dawkins says, come on, son.
De La Hoya said it'll be at middleweight. He already said it.
Yeah, he's not shrinking down, son.
He already said it.
There ain't no way.
Oh, the Porter fight's happening. Porter fight's going to happen.
Has that been confirmed?
No, Jerome King said he should take the Porter fight. I saw a fight poster. Oh. I saw a fight poster already tweeted out. I don't know if it was fan made or not, but it said August 3rd, Barclays. I retweeted it, and then I put it on my Facebook too. I don't know if that's just a rumor, but
I think it's just nothing's been confirmed yet. Yeah,
has,
so get that straight. Nothing's been confirmed yet, but
I thought it was, but.
But it's real, real close to being signed.
Real close, yeah.
And it's only, you know, like when we say confirmed doesn't mean, listen, until you have a venue, until they,
yeah.
you know, they say, hey, it's happening, it's signed. Once it's signed, boom, that fight, take it to the bank.
That could be announced by the end of the week or probably the beginning of next week.
Yeah. Yeah, it absolutely could be, for sure.
Cannot complain about that fight.
Man, how about that? That is something else, isn't it?
Beautiful fight.
All right. So we were talking about the Canelo fight, and we were talking about the Canelo fight last week. This is actually kind of funny. So we were calling, and they were my train wreck of the week last week, was the DAZN announcers that were all over Canelo's shorts. And Daniel Cormier, the UFC heavyweight champion, Daniel Cormier tweeted out the following and got into a Twitter war with Sergio Moro. Did you see this, Beeb?
I did. I thought it was fucking hilarious.
It was awesome, wasn't it? Cormier tweeted out, Brian Kenny and Sergio Moro really suck. Canelo won, but Danny fought a good fight, man. They ruined the fight. Canelo and his team just made two lucky fans tonight. These dudes, Brian Kenny and Sergio Moro, are truly fanning out. And he is right. And, like, you know what? Everybody agreed with that. I mean,
It
was like, and like I said, man, like, it's okay. There's a house fighter. I got it. But you don't have to queen out for the house fighter, man. You just announce the fight. You know what I mean? Right?
I like that, queen out.
I mean, seriously, like, they were like fangirling this guy, you know?
We already said that. I mean, we were complaining about that. That was horrible.
Right. It was horrible, man. I mean, it was pretty obvious to everybody, you know? Sergio Moro replied back to him, and he says, sorry you thought I suck, champ. I think your striking sucks. Let me work with you so Johnny Bones doesn't kick your bleep again for a third straight time.
Oh, come on.
Cormier shot right back and said, that's pretty good, Serge. So let me retweet this so people actually see it. You have 10,000 followers. We can't waste good material, can we? You sure didn't have any last night during the fight.
I mean, Sergio Moro is trying to go head-to-head with friggin' Cormier. I mean, come on.
Right.
The guy's an icon in MMA. He's an icon.
Yeah, and I mean, not only that. I mean, you know, he's the heavyweight champion. He'll be in the Hall of Fame, no question about it. That being said, Daniel Cormier is an awesome announcer, too.
Oh, he's incredible. He's incredible.
He's just in a separate league than Sergio Moro.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy, too, man.
Yeah, he seems like it. He does. He definitely seems like a down-to-earth kind of guy.
Yeah. I like Daniel Cormier a lot.
I do, too. I really like him. He's not going to fight Brock Lesnar next. Apparently, Brock Lesnar is retiring from MMA. I guess drug test, you know.
Stipe fights better, though.
Well, that's who he's fighting, yeah. Stipe. Yeah. He's fighting Stipe Miocic next.
I'll buy that.
Did you guys know that Miocic is from Titletown? Cleveland, baby. Gucci Kid gives a shout-out to Thug Rose. That's right. Thug Rose is fighting soon. Rose Namajunas. Thug Rose.
I like her.
Yeah, she's awesome. Did you see her and Joanna Jędrzejczyk?
I did, yeah. She did a great job.
Yeah, both of those
fights.
Rose killed her, man. Yeah.
She did a great job. Good
she's
for her.
She's amazing, man.
Good for her.
Yeah. All right, let's run to the phones real quick. 718, you're live.
That's New York.
Yeah, how you doing? How you guys doing? This is Oscar.
Suleiman, how are you, buddy?
Yeah, man, I'm just giving you a call. You had a show on today, and you're talking about Sean Porter and Spence. I think Sean Porter has underrated boxing skills, man. Everybody's they're not acknowledging that, you know. All I hear is negative response of Sean Porter. Sean Porter is a very, very good boxer. He does have that power, that style, that aggressive style, but he has polished that, man. He showed in the last fight. He got unbelievable good head movement. He could box. He boxed circles around that guy, the last guy he fought. The guy wasn't throwing no punches, but from, I don't know why, from the media, I'm hearing negative stuff. Ugas didn't hit him with no jabs. He wasn't scoring no jabs in that fight. There's no way that Ugas won that fight. All Ugas did was attack the body in spurts, okay? He lost the fight. The reason is with Sean Porter, I don't know how he's getting negative response from people. He's got to have to get like a PR way of things to polish that off also. Not only his boxing, he got to be more like eloquent when he talks. He got to start talking for his own, stop having his father do the talking for him. And do other things to build up more skills. To me, I think, not for nothing, I think Sean Porter is a better talker than Terrence Crawford. Sean Porter is more eloquent when he talks, but yet he still gets a lot of negative response. This is what people are saying about the PBC fighters. Some PBC fighters get a lot of push, like Errol Spence. But other PBC fighters like Sean Porter, they don't get the push, like the PR push that Errol Spence is getting. They were counting on Sean Porter losing that fight with Danny Garcia. That fight could have gone either way, but being that he was victorious in that fight, and he's been victorious against Ugas, now he wants to do a unification fight. Don't be surprised if the fight is much better than what people expect. Don't be surprised he fights much better and possibly defeats Errol Spence. Errol Spence is beatable, man. All these fighters that everybody's hyping, like Errol Spence, even Terrence Crawford, I'm looking at their fighting. They're very beatable fighters. Even Alvarez, he fought this weekend. He's very beatable, man. The thing is that the fighter that has to fight him has to be very focused, has to follow a strict game plan, and possibly beat that. Like Danny Jacobs, in my opinion, he could have won that fight, man. He should have came the weight that he signed the contract for, like Beep said, because he lost money, okay? And he lost that money to Canelo and to Golden Boy. He didn't lose it to anybody else. The title wasn't going to be lost if he would have won. But this guy should have followed his objective, to follow the game plan and fight to win. At any time, he could have won that fight. Last week, one of the other guys called, he said, that he has an awesome chin. I don't think Canelo's chin is that great. Canelo's been hurt several times. I think it's the mesh of punches. Somebody got to hit him like an uppercut, a body punch, like a combo, a right combination, and Canelo could be defeated. And people are seeing that. I think Jacobs, he said he's going to move up to 168. I hope it works out for him there. He becomes a much better fighter. They pulled him through the gauntlet even when he signed with Matchroom, because they put him against undefeated fighters. And he should just keep moving his head up, you know, keep walking with his head up. There's good things coming in the horizon for him. And Canelo is very beatable. I think Demetrius Andrade could defeat him. Also, Jermell Charlo will defeat him. Jermell Charlo has the right game plan. He's very positive in the ring. He has a positive mental attitude to defeat a guy like Canelo and beat him. The thing is that there's rumors that he's been getting set aside money, and that's why he doesn't bring up Canelo at all. From some other circuits, I've been hearing that. But if the fight gets made, man, don't be surprised a guy like Charlo, the Jermell Charlo, could defeat him. Okay, and also a big shout out to his younger, the 154 pounder. He's gonna fight also. He's gonna fight this week against Harrison, and don't be surprised he takes that belt back too. Harrison is talking, trying to get him out of his focus, calling him all kind of names, but I don't think Harrison could be able to box Charlo for a second time. What do you guys think about that?
You know, I thought that Charlo won the first fight. So to me, it's gonna be kind of an uphill road for Harrison to beat him again.
I thought Harrison won the first fight.
That's right. You sure did.
Yeah, I had him 115, 113. I thought he beat him.
Yeah, sometimes people just got your ticket, man. As far as your style goes, sometimes they just have the perfect, you know, plan for that style. I have a feeling though that Charlo is gonna take him this time though.
Yeah, I don't think he's gonna be able to duplicate it, man. And the second time coming along, he's gonna fight a much better fight And people are riding hard on these Charlos, man. They're attacking them hard from all different angles. But I think that's why they're so aggressive and they're so focused to prove that they're much better than what they are. And then I'm hearing a lot of negative stuff because I my favorite fighter, the first Arabic champion of the world, Mahmoud Char. I think Mahmoud Char is very talented, man. He has a lot of experience. He brings it into the heavyweight division, and I hear he's gonna start taking bids for the fight between him and Trevor Bryan. And if he unifies his gold belt, then it's gonna go down to one less belt. And then after that, he's gonna try to fight the gold champion if the gold champion wins, because he's winning to fight Alexander Ustinov and maybe Danny Dubois. So if he beats him, then all these fighters are gonna be fighting, and then I guess the winner is gonna be they're gonna get a chance to fight AJ and possibly unify. I think he has the mobility, he has the athleticism to become move up to the super champion if he defeats AJ and fight a better champion. But unfortunately, here in New York and in the UK, they're trying to eclipse him and not mention none of his talents, and nobody really wants to fight him. I don't understand. This is a guy that's very popular in Cologne, Germany. And if he would have been in New York City, he'd be the talk of the town, because we have a lot of Arabic merchants here all over the place. We have a big Arabic community here. So I don't understand how come he's getting, people just overlook him like that. Like they say, oh, I don't care about Manuel Chao. I don't understand that, you know. Maybe you could give me some info about that.
Yeah, I don't think he's as popular. I don't think that, to me, but we put Andy Ruiz in there. But Andy Ruiz is a Hispanic guy. Now, granted, he's Mexican. In New York, there's more of a Puerto Rican type of contingent. But I think that Andy Ruiz, just being Hispanic, will draw out the Hispanic audience. And I think that's a bigger audience than the Arabic audience that follows boxing. That's just my take on it. And the other thing is Manuel Char, not really a big name, but I can turn it right around and say Andy Ruiz isn't that big of a name either.
A lot of Arabic people in New York, though.
There is.
A lot of Arabic people in New York.
No question about it.
But I just don't understand. How come they haven't embraced them?
Do they,
you know?
We know that Hispanics and Mexicans and Puerto Ricans will sell out a boxing arena. Will Arabic people sell out a boxing arena? I don't know.
Yeah, well, Nassim Hamad didn't have that kind of problem. I don't understand. Nassim Hamad didn't have that kind of problem. I don't understand why he having this problem. You know, he pushes hard.
Manuel Char
is
no Nassim Hamed. I mean, that being said, I mean, Nassim Hamed is like a very flamboyant character. I mean, he kind of transcended all of that. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, everybody either wanted to see Hamed win or lose, but everybody wanted to see him, period.
Got to give Manuel Char a chance, though. Come on.
I just want to see this guy, man, at least get a decent chance, man. They're trying to rob his title. They try to rob his title. Now they're keeping him. He hasn't fought in 2 years, man. They're trying to shut him out, man. You know what I'm saying? Now he's got a title. He's got a bid for against Trevor Bryan from Schenectady, New York, he has an interim belt. And they're going to try to unify those two versions. And then they're going to see if they can move on to a better fight. You know what I'm saying? But I don't see even him. They don't mention him that much. I don't hear nobody talking about Trevor Bryan. I don't hear nobody interviewing Trevor Bryan. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's interviewing these other fighters. Like even Andy Ruiz is getting much more PR. But Trevor Bryan from New York, from Schenectady, New York, I don't hear nobody clamoring to interview him or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? I guess that there's a lot of opportunity for advancement in boxing, I guess. Right? Thank you for
I
would like to see you interview a person like Trevor Bryan. I would see which guy he based his style upon. Like, I remember you interviewed a couple of famous guys before, like Sugar Ray Leonard and so forth. Like, I would like to see you make a move like that.
Oh, you remember that? Thank you for remembering that.
Yes, that was a great interview. Yeah, I would like to see something like that. Somebody like you, like, interview a up-and-coming fighter like that. He's signed with Don King. And Don King looks like he's taking good care of him. So we would like to see if he's going to be the next thing in boxing in the heavyweight division. But we need a new star anyway. You know, these other stars are getting old already. This quibbling between the AJ and Deontay Wilder doesn't want to make this fight is getting kind of old already. We want to see somebody just, you just overshadow these guys and move on to bigger and better things. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. I know I've been burning for a while, and thank you for having me, providing us with this beautiful show two or three times a week. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you so much, Suleiman. We appreciate it, man.
Thank you
so
much
for the call. Yeah, I think I could probably call some people, Beeb.
Yeah, that was nice.
I could probably pull some strings. You could probably hit some of my contacts up.
Lois, can you look up Trevor Bryant's people, please, for us? Thank you. Don't even stop with her today, please. Lois,
I'm just saying. Her?
Lois, can you grab me a dice and drill? Thank you.
I didn't know blow-up dolls did that kind of thing.
Enough with the blow-up dolls. She doesn't like that. You heard her feel. Lois, don't. Please don't. Don't file with human resources. Please. Give him another chance.
Give him another chance.
All right.
Give him another chance. Oh, goodness. All right. Before we go right back to the phones here, another story here. This is another interesting one. We had a lot of news this week, a lot of small news, but a lot of news nonetheless, Beeb. Mike Coppinger, your boy, sources, says Canelo's victory over Danny Jacobs peaked at nearly 700,000 concurrent streams on DAZN, with approximately 600,000 of those emanating from the U.S. The middleweight champion pulled around 1.2 million viewers worldwide. It's a big success for DAZN. DAZN is also apparently doing pretty well financially, according to Sports Pro Media. Let's see here. They said they enjoyed a strong 2018 as the company net debts fell 93% from $726 million to $50 million. That's a big, big jump.
That is.
at the end of 2018, DAZN was also up 4 million worldwide subscribers. Last year's DAZN revenue increased 136.2% from 2017 to 2018, hitting $277.6 million overall. The service saw its income from selling advertising rates by 4.4% to $77.2 million. This is a major. I mean, that's a big deal. Those are big, big numbers, man.
Yeah. Well,
maybe they can spend some money on production.
Yeah, I mean, on the Play Store, I guess there's 5 million downloads. Now I don't know how many people still have it out of the 5 million, but it's a lot of downloads.
It's a ton. And how big of a week are they having? I mean, they had Canelo Jacobs just recently. Next week they're going to have the Super Series with Inoue is going to be on there. Josh Taylor. Those are going
to
be amazing fights too.
Yeah.
Those are, I mean, man, I tell you what, I know I'm tuning in.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I know I'm tuning in for it. So it's tough, man. I tell you what, it's tough to beat, but like I said, man, the one thing is they've got to work on is, like, their production, in the sense that, like, get some people in there who know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Get some people in there who know how to call a fight. Get some people in there. You know what I mean? It's get Ak and Baraka off of there. Get those two clowns off of there. They're over there dressing up dudes and everything like that and acting like they're the best friends and everything. And you know what? I may be in New York pretty soon, and don't let me catch Ak and Baraka out there. I'll tell you that right now.
You know what, Brendan Schaub, because he was making fun of DAZN. He said that he was making fun of the announcers. He was making fun of the production.
Yeah.
He said it was like a high school talent show.
That's what it was. That's seriously what it is. I mean,
ESPN Plus is like way better than them in terms of production.
Yes.
And the app is way better too.
For sure.
Now the fights aren't better, but the production and the app itself, and just the user friendliness of the app itself, the way you can navigate, it's just a better app. Looks better, and a lot of people were complaining about buffering.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, that's true. Hey, I didn't even see. I apologize. Let's see. I just missed his text. This is Haman, I believe, and he's calling from the UK. You're live
yes.
in the UK.
Yes, Eric, Robbie, Beeb, how's it going? It's been a while since I called
How
in.
How you doing,
I think,
man?
I called in once. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I just thank you for texting me. When you call in, definitely text me, and I'll put you right on because I know you're calling from overseas. So, yeah, for sure.
Awesome.
Okay, all right. That's okay. I was just wondering, what days do you guys go live? Is it just Sunday and then any other day? Or
well, Sunday is the regular scheduled show, and then you know during the week we'll do spontaneous shows when a lot of news happens or if there's like a breaking story, then
right.
We'll just do a show.
Okay. So it's like the what is it?
If you subscribe.
Yeah, subscribe to our channel. I'm just
getting mixed up because I thought for a long time you guys only used to do one show a week. There's nothing wrong with that. The more you
right.
your content you guys do, the better. I was just getting mixed up because the timing obviously with the time zone is a bit different. But I was just wondering, how did you guys score the fight between Canelo and Jacobs?
I had it a draw.
I had a 115, really? What did I have, a 115, 113? I think I had a 115, 113 for Canelo.
Yeah. I thought the fight was close.
I thought that Jacobs made a late close. Surge.
What about Robbie?
How did he have it? I think he had Canelo win. Or no, he didn't watch it. He didn't watch it.
He didn't watch it.
Yeah, he doesn't have the zone.
He doesn't have the zone.
He refuses to get it.
I didn't think the fight was that close, man. I mean, Froch on Sky Sports had a 115-115. I thought Golovkin and Canelo was a closer fight, but I do get some people why they thought it was close, because it was, down the stretch, it was a lot of inactivity from Canelo and Jacobs as well. But I thought it was an okay fight. I don't think it was boring like some people are saying. It wasn't a toe-to-toe fight, but it wasn't. Like, it wasn't the worst fight to see. I thought it was, like, a high-level chess match. I thought the first six rounds were quite very exceptional from Canelo. It was exciting, but I think some people were just disappointed with Jacobs. But I did say that if Jacobs let his hands go, I think he might have got knocked out. That's why I don't think he really traded with him. And I think maybe he could have done a bit more, but I don't know. The technique of Jacobs looked quite bad. The way he was throwing his punches, he was slapping. I don't think it was that close, but I do think that if Danny Jacobs and Golovkin fight in a rematch, I think Jacobs will probably beat him right now. Would you guys agree?
Jacobs would beat
who?
He would beat Jacobs
Golovkin.
Would beat Golovkin in
I think at this vision.
I don't know.
I don't know about that.
I think that's a toss-up fight. I don't think...
Because Jacobs is kind of on the downslide a little bit, too. He didn't have a great showing against Selecki. He didn't have a great showing against Derenchenko. I thought Derenchenko actually beat Jacobs. So I don't know. I love Jacobs, don't get me wrong. But I
disagree with that. I don't think Derenchenko beat him. I do think it was close, but
no, I know.
He clearly lost.
I'm in the minority on that one. A lot of people disagree with me on that one, and I accept that. I accept it.
That's okay, yeah. No, don't get me wrong. It was competitive. I think Jacobs with the knockdown, I thought he won about 7 rounds with a knockdown. I had, a draw live in terms of rounds, but the knockdown, I just think Golovkin won the slide. But I do think it's still an even fight right now, but I do kind of favor Jacobs after seeing the amount of shots he took from Canelo. I'm not too sure if he could still make 160 for much longer, but I do think that if he fights Golovkin, I think GGG is on the slide. I would like to see GGG fight Canelo in a trilogy. Hopefully that's the fight. If they can't make the Andrade fight for all the belts, then I do still want to see that, because I still see people complain about both fights being a robbery or whatever. I don't think the rematch was a robbery. I thought Canelo won fair and square, even though I had a draw. I thought that was a close fight. On rewatch, it was hard to score some of those rounds, but I would like to see a clear winner. And the third fight would probably end in a knockout, I think, for Canelo, most probably.
Yeah, I favor Canelo in the third fight. I think a lot of people do.
I think you'd have to be. That's a pretty clear favorite.
Yeah, another thing is I'm kind of getting sick of all these PBC fighters. Apart from Jared Hood, none of them are willing to actually unify or fight each other. I don't know if it's Al Heyman or if it's the fighters from the PBC, but this is why I've been a critic and a lot of people have me, because Like, that fight between Canelo and Jacobs was, like, I think the only unification we've seen, and that was the biggest fight. It would be good if we could get more of these unifications. It's the same problem I've had with Matchroom and a lot of Eddie Hearn's fighters. He's kind of not on the same level, but he has been kind of slow with unifying some of his champions with other champions. And like, I don't know what the deal with Gary Russell is. I think him and Santa Cruz should have fought a long time ago, and I don't think it looks like they're gonna fight anytime this year as well. Have you heard anything?
No, I don't think that fight's happening. I mean, a lot of people want it, but it doesn't seem like these guys really want to make it happen themselves. At the end of the day, I think the fighters have to want to fight each other. I mean, Al Heyman's their advisor, but if they want to fight, like I said, Mikey Garcia wanted to fight Spence, and a lot of people told him not to do it, and he still did it anyway. So it's up to the fighter, I think.
But don't you see a pattern? Look, Wilder and Joshua should have fought. That hasn't happened. Spence and Crawford, it looks like that's not going to happen. Mikey and Lomachenko, that's another one. I mean, they can't even make Gary Russell and Santa Cruz, and those are both their own fighters. And even with Charlo and Hurd, that's another one. It looks like they've already Charlo has lost the fight, and that's what's going to keep happening. If you keep trying to marinate to keep it in-house, a lot of these fighters will end up either losing or people will start losing interest. So I do think the PBC are to blame. If you're trying to monopolize and make all the fights in-house, then we're not going to see unifications, because, like, at 147, even though a majority of the welterweights are in the PBC, I still think Crawford is the clear, like, arguably the number one or two in that weight class, along with Spence. So, like, if they're not willing to work with other promoters, I don't think this problem will go away anytime soon, because I don't think it's the same with the other promoters and networks. Like, ESPN have managed to work with, I mean, Top Rank have managed to work with Golden Boy. Same with Matchroom and Golden Boy as well. So, it's kind of a bad look as well, and especially when you see fans as, like, selecting sides as well. So, like, I don't know. I do think it's the fighters as well, but it's more to do with the promoters, because if they can't make these fights in-house, then that shows that they have no intention of making the fights.
Yeah, it's a bad look when they can't make fights between their own fighters that they have in their stable. That sucks.
Yeah. Especially the Gary Russell one, Gary Russell Santa Cruz. That's a big one.
Yeah, that's something that should have happened a long time ago. I think that should be easy to make.
Yeah. Sure.
I don't know if it's Gary Russell.
I agree.
Because he's a very inactive guy, but it's not good when you got a roster full of all the welterweights. And it looks like they still haven't made a unification at 147, where I am hearing that Spence and Porter are going to fight. So that's good.
Yeah, Spence and Porter are
going to
fight.
That fight.
that's what we talked about at the top of the show. Fight's very close to being made, so I mean it's almost, from what I understand, a done deal. So
yeah,
I like that fight. I'd rather have seen that than the Mikey and Spence fight. I'd rather have seen Mikey fight Lomachenko. I don't think that was gonna happen though. There was a lot more politics involved with that, with Mikey leaving Top Rank. But I mean, it's a good step in the right direction. What about Thurman and Pacquiao? Is that off or?
Pacquiao is fighting in October. He's announced he's fighting in October. We don't know who he's fighting, and he has not announced it. It would. I don't think he's not fighting.
I thought Thurman and Pacquiao were meant to fight in July, or is that off then?
It's not necessarily off because it never started. I know is that Pacquiao is going to fight in October, and he hasn't said who he's going to fight.
Yeah, they there was a story today that said Pacquiao has not confirmed that he's going to fight Thurman. He came out and said that.
Yeah.
I have not confirmed that I'm fighting Thurman next. So
I think Spence should just try and fight. I think he should try and just fight Crawford, because if he's going to wait on Thurman, it looks like Thurman's going to not going to fight any of the top welterweights anytime soon, then I think Crawford, no. Spence should just try and get a fight with Crawford after he's done with Porter, because unless Pacquiao wants to fight him, I don't think he's going to get another big fight. I don't know if Danny Garcia will want to fight him as well. I don't think Spencer has to get all the belts on that side of the street, whatever, as he says. I think even if he just gets one more belt, that should be enough, really. If it's a unification for three belts, it's still a big fight. I think even if it's a unification with two belts, like, but I don't know. I don't think that fight will happen until 20, probably 21 or 2. And that's the bad thing with boxing. That's probably the best fight, I reckon, right now in boxing. With Spence and Crawford. And it's the
I
same
so
with
too.
Wilder.
I think so, too.
It's the same with Wilder and Joshua. So. I heard that Wilder said that fight won't happen until 2020. So I think Wilder's clearly the one who's ducking.
Kind of looks that way now, doesn't it?
I don't know if anyone... I don't know how anyone could say Joshua ducked him. The guy ducked two offers, contracts, whatever, 15 and what was it, 13 million. Then he turned on 100 million and... I still see people defending him, but to me it looks like PBC are trying to keep all their fights in-house, and it's not a good look for boxing. Like, the Jacobs-Canelo fight, that was good that, like, two different promoters came together and made a big unification, but I don't think 2019 will be a good year. Like, I thought 2017 and 2018 were good years, but this will probably be a bad year. Like, you won't be many big fights.
No, I don't know, man. We've already had some big fights. I mean, Spence Garcia was a big fight. Now, it may not have turned out that way, but it was a big fight. Canelo Jacobs
was
a huge fight.
That's the only fight. Spence Mikey was a mismatch. I mean, Pacquiao Broner.
It was a mismatch. But you know what? It was a mismatch after we watched the fight. Prior to the fight, I mean, everybody can be a Monday morning quarterback after the fight. But I'm talking about anticipation going into the fight.
Those are people that just got caught in the moment, guys. Like, those are people that got caught in the moment. I still said Spence was too big and too strong. Like, that fight was no different to Canelo, not Canelo. I'd say Triple G and Brooke, and obviously Mikey's better, but it was still a mismatch. Like,
sure.
I think Fury Waldo's maybe a good fight they made, but after that,
So let me ask you, what about the World Boxing Super Series? None of those interest you?
That is good, but that also that had a dip. Like, they didn't have a couple of fights for like a couple of months in it. Yeah, but that's good for
from
boxing,
what I
right.
understand. They were very close to going under. Yeah, they were very close to going under. Fighters actually started pulling out. Now they couldn't actually pull all the way out because of contracts and everything like that. But yeah, I mean, it was very close to caving in, from what I understand.
Yeah, I think, you know, last year the Cruiserweight one was really good because that had a lot of momentum. I mean, Dotikos knocked out Kudryashov, and then you had Gassiev and Usyk also in the first round.
Yeah.
And then they straight away fought in February, March in two very good semifinals. And then I think the final took a while, but the momentum was still there. I'm still looking forward to the Super Bantamweight one, but I'm not too sure if that's going to be something that'll be going on regularly because they've had problems with TV deals and that, but if they could make more of those, that'll be a good concept, because I think if they're all in a tournament, everyone will have to fight each other, but I don't know if that could happen at welterweight, heavyweight, and some of the divisions where you've got so many different promoters. I would like to see a light heavyweight, but I don't know if that's possible at the moment, because they already got three tournaments going at the moment.
That's possible. All right, my man, we got to head out here. We got to get going and get running.
Yeah,
we appreciate your call. Thank you.
Call.
I can't believe you called from the UK. Absolutely. And next time you call, make sure to text me so I can get right to you, man. Calling from overseas. How about that? That's awesome. And what is it? It's 8 o'clock now, so it's close to 8 o'clock. So what is it over there? 2?
2. It's 2 in the morning.
Ooh, my goodness, man. That is something else. 1 a.m. Well, legendary says 1 a.m. What does he know? All right, 7:06.
5 hour difference, Eric. Come on, man. I always have to correct Eric. I mean, come on, man. Jesus Christ. It's a 5 hour difference. Come on. It's a 5 hour difference. I'm glad you corrected that fucking Monday morning quarterback. Sure, they're acting like PBC never has big fights. I mean, I'm fucking sick of hearing that shit. It drives me fucking mad, dude. PBC has had the best fights this year. If you look at, like, if we're being honest, the best fight this year, action wise, fight of the year, like contender wise, has been Lipinus versus Peterson. There's been no fight that was more action packed than that fight. Would you agree? Or at least I don't remember it.
I don't know. I mean, action packed. Yeah, that's fine, but. You know, as far as big events go, you got to figure.
Mikey Garcia was the biggest event.
Two so far.
That was the biggest event, right?
Garcia was the biggest event. And exactly. Canelo Jacobs was probably the biggest event right now.
And that thing sold 400K pay-per-views, and it was 75 a pop, and 50,000 tickets almost. So that's a lot of money they generated, you know. And they didn't pay the fucking fighters $50 million almost. So you know, they didn't pay the fighters like 35 and 10. They probably paid the fighters like 15 and 10 and 10 and 15 and 15 each or something like that.
Yeah,
but
probably
also,
doesn't cut it, son.
Huh? What'd you say?
Probably doesn't cut it.
What'd you say, Eric?
Probably doesn't cut it. Can you hear me?
I didn't hear you. Yeah. That's service for a second.
Pay the phone bill.
Pay the phone bill, son.
Pay the phone bill.
That's what happens. He doesn't pay his phone bill.
Shut up. I'm walking around, but did you guys watch the?
Hey, so what is
it
with you? What is it with you and Twitter? Trying to call us out on Twitter, saying that we don't report. What was it? What was that? What was that whack thing he did on Twitter? Did you see the tweet that he put out and
said he put
a list of top ranked fights on, and says that you know basically that we're not calling these guys out. We're going to be like Ring Magazine and blah blah blah. Son, we call the fight every time, and you're a hypocrite.
Dude, I'm giving you publicity, dude.
You
know,
say when we're
I'm giving you publicity, dude. I'm the only one that tweets out Ringside Reporter all day.
Is he doing that bullshit again?
Well, what he did was he put out a tweet saying that somebody put out a tweet of all the top ranked main events, and they were all like terrible. You know, I mean, there may have been one or two that were okay.
Yeah.
But and he says, are you guys going to be like Ring Magazine and all the other ESPN hacks and not talk about this? Dude, we have been the first to tell everybody.
Dude, I didn't just tag you. I tagged like 20 people because I tag like people so they can see the shit. I'm not like saying you need to do it. But we should talk about it. Like we should do a video or like a fucking segment or even a show about it. I mean, I'm looking at somebody posted the PBC upcoming schedule. It's not been confirmed. Heard Williams confirmed. Wilder Brazil, Harrison, Charlo 2. Thurman Pacquiao is going to happen. You're saying it's not going to, but they have to wait because they got Spence and Porter coming up too in September or something. His coach said the other day on ESPN News, or August or September. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, it's not confirmed.
Yeah, it's not confirmed, but it is happening.
You saw the video I did yesterday. How many people called me a PBC fanboy in that chat yesterday?
I retweeted your video. I put it on my timeline. It's got a. You know, I retweet your stuff. I mean, I just haven't been on Twitter because I was banned for a week. I'm just back now, so I retweeted it. And,
he's banned for a week. What do you do?
You're banned on Twitter?
What
again?
Do you do?
I called it.
What do you do?
No, I'm back, though. I got put on probation for 1 week. I couldn't like or share anything. I could only DM people.
What
some
did
fucking
you do
black
again?
Dude that works. Some black dude that works for Steve Kim was fucking telling, I said that you know Luke Walton was accused of fucking rape by some chick, and I was like, is the media gonna cover this shit like Kobe? He was like, oh, that was a totally different thing, and I was like, shut up, you fucking Omarosa motherfucker. And he fucking reported me, and I guess they were fucking banned me or some shit. I called him Omarosa.
What's the matter with you?
But did
Jason
you guys
doesn't work
Carla
quite
Hansen?
Well with others, does he?
Dude, I work for myself, so I don't really.
Don't
I work for myself. I have a tendency to just say what I want, you know. Did you guys see Charlo Harrison? Harrison presser. They were going at it, dude.
I saw snippets of it. It was pretty good.
That was hilarious.
I missed it, dude. Yeah. That's what boxing needs, man. That's what boxing needs.
It's 100% what it needs. I mean, those two are selling the fight.
Yeah,
that's what's
awesome. I know. Right now, Fox Sports is doing like a whole hour live press conference for Heard and Williams also, and they're showing the countdown shows and shit. Heard was at the Washington Redskins. He was at the DC United. Like he's promoting the shit out of that fight over there in Washington. That's badass. And I'm guessing when Tank fights in
Fox
Baltimore, he'll be doing the same. Go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Fox has taken over where the UFC kind of left off with Fox.
Exactly.
With all the promotion shows and everything like that, they've kind of taken the ball and really run with it over there.
And
dude, you know, you're
behind the PPC too.
Yeah. Yeah, they sure are.
Dude, really have you noticed FoxSports.com has a boxing on the main page, the boxing tab, and as soon as you click on boxing, it's right next to NBA, you know, the main page? A whole fucking whole section for PBC, like UFC used to have. ESPN doesn't have anything like that for boxing. It's on the other sports, you know? So check out the Fox Sports main page. Also, do you remember how much Fox used to pay UFC a year for rights? Do you guys remember?
No.
It's like $200 million a year for their content. You know how much they're paying PBC? $60 million, and they're doing similar fucking ratings. Think about what a fucking bargain that is for him. So when they renew their deal, PBC's probably going to get even more budget, and they're going to do more fights, more bigger fights after their four-year deal on the fucking regular TV. Because right now, $60 million is nothing a year. They should be getting like $100 million or more. And they're still fucking – Fox is saving a lot of money, so this is great for them. That's why they're so behind it. And WWE is coming, and XFL is coming to Fox, right? Or something like that? Some NFL league?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I read something about that. Yeah, the XFL's coming there.
Imagine if WWE comes to Fox. That's incredible.
Yeah, the WWE.
No, they're doing a WWE show. They're doing a WWE show on Fox Sports, right? Fox Sports 1, where they should show the PBC show.
I don't know.
They're going to have a weekly show or something, like a studio show.
I don't know. That'd be great.
Yeah, you can watch that with your son, Eric. Come on, don't be hating.
That's right.
WWE, don't you? My fucking TVs are stuck on Fox Sports 1 ever since PBC went there. Like, my TVs are stuck on Fox Sports 1. I don't even watch ESPN anymore. ESPN's fucking lame.
Did you clean
off the TV when you were finished?
So what'd you say?
Did you clean the screen off?
I don't have to clean off my screen like you clean off Lois, Beeb. Come on. You should know that by now.
Whoa!
Hey, dude, let me ask you a question, man. Is it hard to clean that thing up with plastic? I mean, the whole thing is like plastic. Is it hard to clean it up?
Use that liquid vacuum. Liquid vacuum. Use that liquid vacuum.
Just failing.
He sticks that fucking shark hose in there. He sticks that shark hose in there and it fucking sucks.
Enough!
He uses a shop vac.
What was that strong ass vacuum that Billy Mays used to fucking sponsor always? Remember, he used to show some fucking vacuum they used to pick up the bowling ball. Billy Mays, that cokehead dude. Remember that guy? He used to be nuts. I miss that guy, man. He was fucking nuts.
Yeah, he was nuts, boy.
He was a WWE character if you think about it, right? He was a WWE character if you think about it.
Oh, for sure. For sure. He'd come out just yelling, you know what I mean? Just like, talking real crazy and like, you know.
Hey, where did you see that?
How do you
buy
that?
Where did you see that article that about DAZN's financial award website? Can you tell me so I can find it?
Yeah, absolutely. Let me see here.
Did somebody post it on Twitter?
Yeah, yeah.
Who?
Sports Pro Media.
Who posted?
Go to sportspromedia.com.
Okay, it's not one of those paid sites, is it?
No. No.
Some of them are like
content. I only pay for DAZN, son.
Who posted it on Twitter? Do you know? I don't really see that
no
shit
idea.
On the main page.
I don't know.
Can you post the article on your page?
That's
can you post the article
That's
on your page?
I'm going to change my account. I'm going to make an account called Beebs Blow Up Doll Low.
Eric, can you post the article on your page? Eric, can you post the article on your page?
Yeah, maybe I can retweet it. I can probably retweet it.
Retweet it? Who are you going to retweet? Tell me who did it so I can just go look at myself.
I don't know, man. I'm not in front of it right now. I'm a little busy.
Okay,
I'm doing a show.
Let me list these main events that I was talking shit about from Top Rank here. Here you go. They're fucking atrocious, man. You remember them? You reading them? Komi Chinaev, main event Kovalev was on ESPN Plus. So they're putting Komi Chinaev on the TV.
Solid.
Yeah, stupid as hell.
That was solid.
Fucking Ramirez Zepeda, Brandt Bayasangurov,
yep.
Pulev Dinu. Gwendek, Ngambu.
Watch that fight last week.
Better be of Kolodzic. That was last week, right? Burchell Vargas, too. That's
that
a good
was,
one.
Man, top fight, son.
Herring Ito. That's going to be
else?
Fucking another suspect. Herring and Ito. Valdez and Sanchez. I don't know who they are, but Valdez needs to fucking step it up. I guess
that
he's still worried
too.
About his jaw that he. I don't know. I don't see any fucking good fights. What about her saying that?
I was feeling a bit deflated now.
What happened?
He said Lois is feeling a bit deflated right now.
Just leave her alone, everybody. Leave her alone.
Did you guys see what Mauricio Sulaiman said about Eddie? He said Eddie is the king of double standards. And he said we're trying to make Dylan White versus Tyson Fury for the final eliminator, and they haven't sent the paperwork back. So I don't think White wants to
fight
Fury.
Shouldn't be any final eliminator.
Why not?
Listen,
he hasn't fought Ortiz. He hasn't fought anybody. Who has he fought? Who has he fought?
He's been ranked number one.
It doesn't matter.
Who has he fought?
This guy's been ranked number one since Bill Clinton was president, for Christ's sake.
Right.
He hasn't fought anybody, baby. He fought Hellenius and fucking washed-up Parker, who doesn't fight. He doesn't do shit.
Then why do they rank him number one?
Who cares? I never look at the rankings. I don't care about that shit. I don't care about rankings.
All right, but the point is, he's ranked number one.
Why is Brazil the mandatory? Who did he fight?
Brazil's been the mandatory for like a year.
Notorious VC.
What?
Why?
Salute the Notorious VC.
He's a PBC. It's an in-house fight. Come on, no? That's how it works. Why do you think Jose Ramirez got the Doug Regis fucking program? Why didn't that fight happen? Well, I mean, that's what happens. Regis took another route, and fucking Jose fought whoever he fought, and he hasn't fucking fought Regis. It's been like three fights, and he's got another fight coming up, you know? That's what it is. I mean, remember when Vlad came back after like a two-year retirement and after a loss, and WBA made that shit a title fight? Eric, how did that happen? Can you explain that?
No, I can't. I told you, I'm not a big fan of the WBA.
That's what Mauricio said to Boxing Social. He said Eddie Hearn is the king of double standards. When it happens for his fighter, it's okay. But when it's happened for somebody else, he's all fucking crying like a little bitch, you know? So that's why I don't really appreciate that. And that Boxing Social guy told me, he said, I was with Luke Campbell, when he heard he has to fight Loma, he was gutted. He was like, gutted? He should be proud. He's fighting the best fighter. Luke Campbell's about to get fucked up. It's a total mismatch.
Yeah, he's getting murked, son.
Dude, Boxing Social said that Luke was gutted. He's like, why is he gutted? He should be proud. He's fighting the best out there. That was so funny.
Dude,
that was
to take a loss.
Haney was probably a winnable fight for Campbell, right? Go ahead.
That interview was nuts.
He finally let it loose because Eddie's been going out there talking shit about WBC for like fucking 6 months. So he finally let it out. That's good, no? He put his foot down. He's like, fuck you, dude.
Good for him.
Which is the stupidest thing to do, talk shit about a sanctioned body like that when you're trying to get your fighters fights.
Nobody does that. Aaron might take a little shot here and there, but he doesn't fucking constantly badger them on YouTube like every day. That's what Eddie does, you know?
No.
So they probably got tired of it.
No.
And he said, it's a board, right? So they have four or five people that voted that Loma is the guy we would rather give the chance to. I would do the same if I was on the board. Who would you rather have fight for your belt, Loma or fucking Campbell and Haney? Who's going to be making money? Who's going to be in the bigger events? Loma.
Kevin Haney
he's
on his own. He's the next Floyd Mayweather.
Fuck that. He's fighting in fucking Maryland in front of 3,000 people next. I mean, come on. Loma's going to be fighting 20,000 in the UK. Come on, no? It's a common sense right
dog
there.
Dog man say. That's what dog man said. Dog man said
and that,
he was the best man on the zone. He's the next Floyd Jr. That's what he said. Gotta
who's that?
Him.
Dog man? Who's that? Yeah. Haney's not even as good as Teofimo. Dog man is a crack or whatever. He's not even as good as Teofimo. Tank would knock Haney out.
Stop.
And Tank's not even a 135-pounder. Tank was beating him up in the fucking Mayweather gym on sparring. It was on video. They took it down because his dad got fucking pissed.
Yeah, it's on sparring. I don't put – Beeb, do you put much stock into sparring?
Not at all.
I do because the gloves are bigger. I do. Gloves are bigger.
Yeah,
it's harder to hurt somebody in sparring.
I'll have you know, Robbie 22. Knocked me down in sparring one time. That doesn't mean
Where's
anything.
Robbie? Where's
yeah,
Robbie at?
Stripped you with sparring, son.
Where is
he
knocked
me down in sparring one time. That doesn't mean anything.
Stripped you, son.
Where's
you
Robbie at?
He hit you with a left hook, too, and you just fell.
I staggered into the ropes, and I had to take a knee.
That's it.
Kids fast. It.
You told you should weave. You ain't want to listen. You want to do things your own
where's
way.
The,
that's what happened.
Where's the third wheel? Where's Robbie?
That's cold-blooded. No, it was just a quick show. He's not on. He's usually not on in the quick shows.
He took a personal day today.
He took a personal day.
He's got a lot of time accumulated, so you know Lois was checking his accumulated time.
Are you guys gonna do a post fight show after Harrison and I mean, no, Williams and Hurd this weekend?
Oh.
That's when you get the most views.
You know what
I like? Post fight views. Post fight. Dude, it'll be over early, 10 p.m.,
yeah, maybe.
10:30. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. We'll see.
Fox,
I don't know.
Fox
I'm not
main
told
event
started
at 8 p.m.
Right?
Fox main event started at 8 p.m., so the undercard will be like 6 to 8 on Fox Sports 1. That's what's good
there
about
you
BBC.
Go.
You can be done by 11. To wait for fucking 1 o'clock to watch Grozek versus Ngannou in Philadelphia. Fuck that shit.
That's what I want to see. What I want to see,
you,
son.
Oh my god, that was
Philly,
painful.
Son.
That was painful.
That was. I know. What? Dude, that guy was crimp. That guy didn't even look right. But when he fucking stepped in the ring, it was weird.
Nah.
That's what people like Eric in the business call Top Rank has the best matchmakers. Quote. You know. Like, that's what they call best matchmaking because they know how to pick the fucking worst bumps from
every
weird
one of those
ass,
fights. Every one
countries.
Of those Top Rank fights. Like you yelled out. Every one of those Top Rank fights. Barn burners.
Yeah.
Every single one of them.
Fuck
all
you.
Good
fights. Dude, they make the worst fights, and people like Steve Kim and Eric go around saying that's cool. That's called good matchmaking. I mean, I don't even know what that means. That just means that
how they do.
Aaron fucking controls the media like his. Eric, that means Eric controls the media like fucking Israel controls all the fucking American media. You know, it's just all the.
Aaron,
Like the Rothschild
oh.
owned everything. Rothschild owned all the media. You know, it's
don't
that same shit.
Your, don't bring your Twitter racism to the show.
Do not bring.
That's why you got banned. That's why you got banned from Twitter.
It's not racism.
Not
it's facts. It's facts.
Do not bring your anti-Semitism here, please.
Yeah.
There are people. There's Jewish people that say the same stuff too. I'm not me. I'm not alone. Come on.
Oh my God.
Well, don't repeat their stuff.
He continues with the anti-Semitism. Doesn't know.
Dude, Steve Kim does anti-blackism every day, and he gets a job at ESPN. Why can't I fucking say
no,
it? I don't have a fucking.
Does it?
Does not.
Yeah, he does.
No, he does.
Yeah, he does.
He
makes black jokes and some. When some black guy comments on his post, he's like, okay, dog. Like, what? Who does shit like that? I mean, come on, man. You know what that's about. He grew up in fucking Chinatown in fucking L.A. During the fucking L.A. riots, so we know where that racism comes from, you know? His parents probably, gas station probably got robbed and looted or some shit. And that's what happened. Come on. But everybody hit the like button, guys.
Why do you hate Steve Kim so much?
Everybody hit the like button
and
follow Champ Life Boxing. Yeah. And follow Kobe _B on
so
Twitter, everybody.
Champ Life Boxing blocked him on his YouTube channel, and he's shouting him out.
No, not YouTube, Twitter, because I called him a Trump fanatic or something. He got mad.
Okay, so you get blocked on Twitter.
He's telling people to follow
Champ Life on Twitter blocks him.
And he's shouting them out.
Only people that block me are like fucking Steve Kim and fucking Montero and shit. People like that. Like Snowflakes. And
Champ Life is Snowflake,
but he's got
just
good.
People like that, you know.
Champ Life is a Snowflake, but he's got good content. So I'll just shout him out, you know. Champ Life Boxing. Goes up to him. Yeah, but Trump's a snowflake, too. Trump's the biggest snowflake, you know? I mean, everybody, all these guys love him, think he's fucking some strong man, but he's the biggest snowflake. He's always crying about Hillary.
He's the president of the United States. What's the matter with you?
Did you guys read that New York Times story about his taxes? Eric, did you read that story about the New York Times the other day?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I was talking about Game of Thrones. All right, Jason, we're going to run. We got one more call, and that's it.
Oh, did you see Wilder on?
Yeah, we saw it.
Fucking guy, man. He's out of control.
He's insane, man. What in the world? How does he go on Twitter and get banned? It's not like the first time he's been banned on Twitter.
The guy blocks him and he gives him a shout out.
Right. Like,
what the fuck is that about?
Dude, the guy blocked you. He clearly blocked. And I see him going back and forth in the chat. The guy was like, oh, I can't bring you back on for another month. Dude, it's been a month. Listen, just take the hint. Take the L, man. He's like that dude who gets stood up on a date or, like, the girl doesn't call him back and he keeps calling. You know what I mean? He just keeps calling because he's got to know. He's got to know.
Hey, man. I'm sorry, man. There's no chemistry here.
Right. That's what he's got to hear.
Give it some time. I'll grow on you.
Right.
You'll learn to like me.
That's it. I grow on people. Come on, it's okay. That's him.
Give me another chance. I'm telling you. I won't take you to Jack in Box this time. I'll take you to a nice place. I'll take you to Pizza Hut next time.
I'll take you someplace fancy like White Castle's, you know.
All right. Don't worry about it. I'm going to splurge. I promise you. We'll go to Dairy Queen.
You can get anything on the menu. For the dollar portion, of course.
Oh, God.
Georgie.
1, 2, 3. The crew is called Georgie.
No, Angel. What's happening, people?
No, not on the weekday shows. Not on the weekday shows.
Brother.
All right, hold on.
Oh, my God. Give him his intro.
I'm going to.
From this day, you'll be my new fool.
There we
Jesus
go.
There you
George
go,
is the
baby
only
boy.
George is the only one to get the intro.
Jesus Christ.
Gotta get our intro here, baby. Keep the morale up. When people are gonna start talking about BBC industry, and then they're gonna say we're on budget. Can't have that. Listen, everybody out there, smash that motherfucking like button.
Yeah.
With that fucking low energy.
Yeah. Hit that like button.
Where the fuck Robbie at?
No. Oh, no. It's a quick show. Usually a quick show is throw it together. He's more on plan shows.
Can't have no show without Robbie! Robbie! No, I got to talk to my boy Robbie, man. Got to talk to my boy Robbie. Definitely calling on Sunday. We have a lot to discuss these goddamn fucking mafias, man. Sick of it. Yo, you heard fucking Mauricio Suleiman talking shit? Talking about how fucking AJ got some type of fucking clause or fucking loophole, some type of fucking... How this man concoct this fucking shit? What type of fucking wizard, fucking voodoo, demonic fucking forces this motherfucker got to fucking come out with to come out with that bullshit after all these fucking years? Now he want to see like he's the good guy trying to make it happen. That's some bullshit or what? What's up with that hypocrisy, Beef?
Hey, man. I'm not getting involved in the soap operas.
What you got to say, Eric? What you got to say about that?
What's a nice place to eat in Boston, Georgie? Beef needs to find Lois a restaurant.
Davio's. You want to
talk
about the WBC Mafia? What the fuck, Eric? Let them know, baby. Let them know. We're coming for them. And
WBC Mafia. What about it? The WBC Mafia.
Hello, can you hear me?
There's no such thing as the WBC Mafia.
What are you doing? What are you running from the cops?
Oh, shit.
It's almost like
I lost you for a second with the traffic. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, the traffic.
We can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you. Oh.
Oh, okay. So I lost you. Listen, man. Just trying to keep it real with this WBC situation, man. I'm sick of them. They make no sense. I mean, what type of fucking... This is counterintelligence? Or what? Hello?
Jason said you must be riding in the back of a pickup.
Everybody press 1 to put Jason on timeout. Son of a bitch.
Everybody press 1 if they want Jason in timeout.
ASAP, as soon as possible. Make him pay for all that fucking cheerleading that he does. Listen, what's up with that tournament then? Tournament throwing that with fucking Manny, Thurman? That official?
I don't know. Now, Pacquiao's announced that it's not official. Pacquiao's announced that he's fighting in October. I'm not 100% sure that he's going to fight Thurman next. I don't know. I think it's awful suspicious that he's not mentioning Thurman's name or anybody's name. So that's what makes me, that's what kind of leads me to believe that he may not be fighting Thurman. Now, whether he does or doesn't, I don't know. But,
man,
yeah,
I hope he happens. I hope he happens because I just want to hear how fucking Jason going to come here cheerleading, saying how fucking Thurman pack up a fucking, I don't know, the Dallas Stadium or some shit. Because we know who's going to bring all the fucking fans out. We already know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But somehow these numbers get flipped fucking to fit every type of fucking lyrics. I just don't get it. Anyways, gotta move on with my negativity somewhere. Got shit to do. Everybody support the channel. Donate. Hit the like button. And I'm out
here
on Sunday.
All right, Georgie. The people's champ, Georgie. Love it. All right, guys, that about does it. That's the news for this week. Join us on Sunday, where we have our show at 7 o'clock. We'll be reviewing all the fights this weekend. We'll also be previewing the fights for next weekend, which includes the Inoue fight. And that's I tell you what, man, I cannot wait for the Inoue fight, Beeb.
I'm excited about that.
And there's another big fight. I can't remember who's the other big fight next week, the week of the 18th or whatever, that we're going to be previewing. It's another big fight, but the one I can't wait for is the Inoue fight, man. I cannot wait.
Yeah, it's gonna be
great. That's the fight I'm most looking forward to. So Wilder. Yeah. Wilder's fighting next week. How do I forget that?
I don't know.
Yeah. Not this week, but next week, the 18th or whatever. But yeah, man, that's, you know, Wilder and Brazil, but I'm more excited about the Inoue fight, man. See if this guy is for real.
It'll be interesting, isn't it?
It's funny. We say that every time he fights. Let's see if he's for real. And he knocks the guy out. You're like, well, maybe, you know, I don't know. Yeah.
Shows us something different every time.
Every time, man. Payano, when he iced Payano, boy, that was what made me a believer.
That McDonald fight, too. I thought that was going to be a good fight, and it wasn't.
Yeah, right?
Was that a second round knockout?
Something like that. He iced McDonald. I'll tell you right now, I didn't expect that.
No, I didn't
expect it from Payano. I was like, okay, maybe the McDonald fight was a fluke. Now you're saying, all right, maybe the Payano fight was a fluke, too. A lot of flukes, man.
A lot of flukes, son.
All right, so anyway, join us on Sunday. And if any breaking news happens, make sure to tune in, and we'll have it on here. And we'll be doing a show and let you know about it live.
Don't forget the T-shirts.
Yeah. So go to Beeb's Twitter account, and I've retweeted them also. You can get Ringside Reporter T-shirts, and we'll have ours shortly, so we'll show you what they look like and everything like that. And we can't wait.
I'll put the link in the description box for you guys with the MegaFit meals. So don't forget to check out the MegaFit meals.
Yeah,
too.
Check
the
out MegaFit meals for
meal,
sure.
The meal delivery service. Don't forget, and the MegaFit meals link and the T-shirt link will be in the description box. So pick up a T-shirt.
Yeah, and don't forget, man, all that stuff helps us out too. I mean, when you order T-shirts and stuff like that, and all that stuff helps us out. I mean, any little bit helps. So that's all good, man.
We're trying to
keep the show free and all that other good stuff.
We're trying to improve the production. We're going to try to keep adding things to the show to make it better for you guys. So.
Right. For sure. All right, guys. We will see you Sunday. Until then, we'll talk to you soon.
Beautiful.